I'm going to talk a little bit about the form my poems take, which is the form of the prose poem. To discuss it, I'd like to talk a little bit about a 1934 photograph of a Hans Bellmer doll, because I think this photograph is a good way of thinking about the prose poem and why I use it. There's this photograph of Hans Bellmer's The Doll where she's open at the torso and where her navel should be is a wheel. Bellmer's plan, although never carried out, was to attach to the wheel a rotating disc lit by tiny colored bulbs operated by a button placed on the doll's left nipple that would contain six wedge-shaped scenes. A boat sinking into ice, sweetmeats, a handkerchief dirty with saliva, and several pornographic shots. This photograph of the Hans Bellmer doll can be seen in Sue Taylor's book on Hans Bellmer. But I often imagine this disc fixed to where the doll's navel should be as the perfect image for the prose poem, as both seem to maintain themselves through their doubleness. They both possess a firmly sense certainty that there seems to exist a reason or a center on one hand and a spinning, decentered randomness on the other. And through this kind of doubleness, the prose poem for me is able to capture fragments and make out of its elusive simultaneity of vision a kind of monastery, as Bellmer had made for the belly of his doll, a kind of spinning center out of scraps. Charles Simic writes that the prose poem is the result of two contradictory impulses, prose and poetry, and it therefore it cannot exist, but it does. And so the prose poem seems to insist on already a kind of state of marvel. Baudelaire, in his preface to Paris Spleen, admits that the idea of the prose poem is a haunting one, and that it came to him while exploring the city and the medley of its, as he says, the medley of its innumerable interrelations. And this idea of haunt engendered by the dissolution of the line break remains for me the most potent mark of the prose poem, because to free a poem of its line break seems to free a poem of its breath. The space on the right-hand side of the page is gone, as is the possibility for escape, so that the prose poem becomes a kind of box free of exterior borders, as in the line break, but it's completely struck with exterior borders that square it. The images inside the prose poem, like the images on Bellmer's disc, and like the images of an unconscious unbothered by formulaic breaks, seem to be very tightly packed and tough and bright against each other, so that the prose poem becomes a kind of chamber with no way out. And the prose poem becomes then the perfect receptacle for me for a kind of haunt, because what is haunt if not a breathing thing caught inside the house or the body or the box without the possibility of an exit?